From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Cam.
Morena.
How are you going?
Good. Thanks for having me in.
Oh, thanks for coming up. You've got some new releases to share with us.
We do. All on the shelf today at Southbound Records, Friday release day. Very exciting for us in the record sphere.
It's a great day to be in the record industry.
It's a great day. Natalie Bergman is the first one we've brought in. Her second album. This one's on Third Man Records. This one is called My Home Is Not In This World. I've been so excited for this album to come out.
Yeah, she's cool. I hadn't heard of her before, but I listened to a little bit of it this morning on the bus, and it was a vibe.
It's very late 60s feeling. It kind of feels like if Lana Del Rey was in the late 60s and mixed with Minnie Riperton. I don't know, maybe that's like
that's
a bad way of describing
it. No, that's cool.
I'm going off the cuff.
I can see it.
Yeah, just such beautiful, sweet tracks. The first three singles on here I've already, beat to death because they're just that nice to listen to. They're perfect to listen to on like a bus or something like that. I've been listening to them every day going to and from work. Just incredible. And we were very lucky to have a little listen to this album earlier, and the whole album is just like consistently one of those ones that you just don't want to skip a single song because you just get so into it. And also on a beautiful little I think it's like a cream colored vinyl, or maybe a queer vinyl.
We do love it.
Fantastic track here is called Dance. This was the first single released off the record.
Let's give it a listen.
Let's go.
Baby, when I see your smiling face, oh, it really makes me happy. When you're having such a good day, I like the way that you wait. Hello, I like the way you misbehave. Yes, I do. And I love it when you sing, oh, my love. Oh, and when you dance for me. Oh, yeah. Dance, dance, dance. I really wanna dance with you. Dance, dance, dance. I really wanna dance with you. Last night, when you kissed me in the garden, I was feeling butterflies, and now I wanna get it started. Yes, I do. I like the way you comb your hair. Hello, and the blue jeans that you're wearing, my love. And when we're driving in your car, oh yeah, I feel like a real movie star. Yes, I do.
That was yum. That was a yummy track, I reckon.
Yeah, very sweet.
Yes, yeah.
Very wholesome.
But I get what you mean in that, like, kind of just unskippability. Like, you could just listen to
the whole record.
I have. In fact, it's the first time I've used the repeat button on Spotify in, like, a long time. The first track on here, I think it's called Lonely Road. I have just been, like, I just can't get enough of it. And it's such a, like, great track because it plays the chorus quite a few times and you really like can soak it up, but then again I'm like, do it again, run it back. I want to hear it again.
Ooh, addictive, like the mouse with the button.
So this one, Natalie Bergman, My Home Is Not In This World. Incredible, out today. The next one we've got is The Sorcerers.
I've heard of these guys.
The cover of
It is a really, really great cover. Their fourth album. All of these albums have a really cool, like super analog feel to them. There's some really, really great synth work and some really, really great vibraphone in this album as well, which I really, really love.
Love the vibes.
Yeah, the vibes sounding great on this record. All Things Analog is the label that these have been released by.
Makes sense.
Of their albums have been released by them, I believe. The little hype sticker here says, a cosmic journey through Ethio jazz, inspired cuts and analog textures. That's awesome. A perfect way of describing the album. If you're into the likes of maybe the Budos Band or Kurangbin.
I was going to say Kurangbin.
Yeah, then you might be into these guys. The track we've got today is called Ancestral Machines.
I'm so excited.
Cool.
Let's go.
Mischievous sound.
You know what it was giving for me? Kind of like robot cocktail bar.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
No, that's nice. I see that.
I really like the vibes on that one. Vibraphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really nice track.
It's
really
kind of one of those albums, I think, as well, that repetition is kind of a a savior in a way, because it kind of lets the individual parts breathe a bit more, and you kind of hear like that vibraphone that was kind of throughout there. It sounded more, it was more subtle, but it's also kind of like one of those things where it, you kind of get to absorb it more because it's not, there's not constant in your face something else going on in the background.
Yeah,
you know?
Hard. It's like a refreshing sound for for that sort of jazz where it's just like holding down a groove so that everyone can have their little moments.
Have their moment. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like the glory of that one is it would be really nice to sit and like really intently listen to, but it would also be a good one to like chuck on during dinner making.
Yeah, 100%. Great. That's The Sorcerers. That album is called Other Worlds and Habit and is also on the shelves today at Southbound Records.
Nice.
The last one we have.
I'm
you're very
so excited,
excited about this one.
For this one.
I really like this cover.
It's great, cool. And also very well placed barcode sticker. Panic Shack, their debut self-titled album, which is, got a really great cover. These guys are from Wales, a Welsh punk band.
That's so
which is
cool.
Really, really a lot of fun. These guys have a very similar like feeling to kind of like Amyl and the Sniffers. Similar lyricism to like Wet Leg, if you like that kind of like they've got like this humor injected into their lyrics whilst also like kind of tackling really interesting topics.
Quite like deadpan as well.
Yeah, totally. And it's just a really, really great fun punk album. So if you're into especially Welsh punk, which is you know, I guess a niche, but
a known fan.
Yeah, exactly. You were so saying you're very excited about these guys. They did release an EP, I think, a few years ago.
Yes.
But this is their debut full length. And again, some awesome singles have come out from this one. Girl Band, Starter Pack, which was really great. Smell a Rat is also really, really good. But right now we've got Gok Wan.
Which, might I say, when you chose this track, I was like, wow, what a blast from the past. I hadn't thought about Gok Wan for years.
Yeah.
And then I was right back there, baby.
Yeah. And here it is, on their full-length debut.
The makeover show and everything. It was playing in my head.
Amazing. You can get all of these albums that we've been talking about on the shelves at Southbound Records.
You sure can.
Thank you so much, Cam.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
And this is Gok Wan from Panic Shack. Get everybody to like me. Sing this for dinner, starving yourself. Training answers that are stacked on the shelf. Vertical stripes and skipping meals. Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. I look good, this is all I do. My body is yours, enjoy the view. I look good, this is all I do. My body is yours, enjoy the view.
Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.